Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, some news in Schenectady this morning. I'm hearing that representatives from the Chinese consulate will be visiting the city today.
Yes, they will be discussing economic development in the city. What we're hearing is senior leadership from the Chinese consulate, the Bank of China, China Southern Airlines, and the People's Insurance Company of China will meet with Gary McCarthy this morning around 11 in City Hall. The delegation plans to discuss Schenectady's smart city initiatives and create cultural and commercial connections, according to press advisory from the mayor's office. GE is hosting a conference called the Intelligent Cities Conference today to discuss smart city initiatives with municipal leaders. The Chinese consulate plans to attend the event. The conference, however, is closed to the press and the public, something I wish it wasn't, but it will run from 1 to 4 at GE Schenectady Conference Center and will feature executives from Current, which is powered by GE and GE Capital. The visit from the consulate and the GE conference comes as Schenectady's Smart City Advisory Commission is working to install high-tech streetlights citywide.
Well, from there we go to Saratoga Springs. With any luck, we will be waiting on colder temperatures for a while, but the Salvation Army says there that it will no longer host the Code Blue Shelter, which helps folks who are out in the cold when it goes below freezing.
Yeah, the social services organization said it needs to return to its core mission of aiding in emergency. They hosted the Code Blue Shelter at its Woodlawn Avenue building in Saratoga Springs for more than 80 nights each of the last two winters. The Salvation Army major said it was a heart-wrenching decision, but the advisory board felt that they, needed to get back to that core mission. Code Blue backers said they expect to find a new facility for the program, which provides emergency shelter for the homeless when temperatures drop below freezing. No questions asked. Late Tuesday night, the issued a general call to its supporters for assistance in finding the new site. Code Blue was started as an emergency basis in the winter of 2013-14 after a homeless woman, Nancy Pitts, died while sleeping outdoors near downtown in Saratoga Springs.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks as always.
Thanks, David.